Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take centre stage with Inster All Electric. Are you in?
Now, Joanna Donnelly and Matt J. Zieber were finally facing their Waterloo. I mean, it is an absolute Eurovision banger. Like, you got the best song, in fairness, lads. Did you manage to smuggle out that fabulous jumpsuit? Well, Joanna and Matt J. are here with me now to answer all those very tough questions. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Joanna, I'm not going to lie, I was like fingers crossed all morning hoping that you'd walk in the jumpsuit because it was literally made for you. You looked amazing.
It was made for me.
Yeah, there you go.
they put it together. I didn't steal it. I told them I was going to take it.
You were,
that's not stealing.
It should have been a parting gift anyway. So, yeah
there we go. It's in my wardrobe.
Fantastic, fantastic. So we will get another moment sometime on the weather, hopefully.
I'm probably going to wear it to the show when I come back to visit next. Not next week. I won't be here next week. But
the week after.
Not orchestra week. No, because that's black tie.
That's a bit, yeah.
It's not quite black tie.
In 3 weeks time.
Yeah.
No, it's final.
It'll get another outing. Don't worry.
Good.
You'll see it again.
Fantastic. How are you guys feeling this morning? Matt, it is because it is so exhausting because I don't think people realise like I think they do, but the amount of work obviously that goes in during the week and all your rehearsal time that you do, but then the day of the show you're there from like 8 o'clock in the morning, it's go and then the show starts at 6:30, you've 10 hours done before you're even on a screen, and then obviously coming off the floor last night everybody's pulling out of you left, right and centre, so I'd say that was a lot just to manage.
Yeah, it's insane. I think people don't realise how Sunday is. And I think I got 30 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, downtime.
The whole day
to
sit. And even when you're down, your phone is going.
Yeah.
Your phone is blowing up. And you're like, oh, it's exhausting. It's great. I mean, I don't regret a minute of my involvement in the show from start to finish, but...
It was an amazing experience for both of us, actually. Yeah.
We love talking about a journey on Dancing with the Stars. It's one of, you know, it is. It's like the journey, and everyone's like, don't say it, but it is a journey for everybody that goes on it. Joanna, you improved week on week on week. Your dance last night was absolutely amazing. Are you sad that, you know, you can't go on for another week because you were just getting so good?
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. And every week was going to be a sadness to be kicked off the journey.
Yeah, I know.
But no, I'm not going to allow my disappointment or sadness to take away from the absolute joy I've had.
And
so
it really,
I'm just going to concentrate on that.
Yeah, and it really did look like you guys had a ball. Matt J, it was your first year on Dancing with the Stars in Ireland. Like, how exciting was that? And especially to get paired up with someone like Joanna, because you two seemed to get on like a house on fire.
Absolutely. It was the first time for me. And I was so glad that Joanna was my first partner because we get along so well. And she was such a hard worker. Like, she was coming every day for rehearsals with a smile on the face and just ready to work. And never skip the training, never skip a day. Yeah. We never had actually a day off. We always were there on Monday as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a beautiful journey together. And she was improving, as you said, every week.
Every single
week. So it was so nice to see it and to be a part of it as well.
Do you think as well, like, because obviously the whole thing is so intense, right? But and not having a day away from each other, that like intensified your friendship massively and kind of steamrolled it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're in a very weird situation. You're 4 or 5 hours every day with somebody in hold.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's like, it's bizarre.
You wouldn't even be that close to your husband for that length of time.
No, absolutely not.
No,
it's
just
two of us, actually. It's not even
just two of us in a room. And you get to know each other quite well. We're going to miss our chats. Really going to miss what we talk about.
Even when
about
we have a coffee break, we speak with each other.
But you're constantly learning things about each other as well. And obviously, like, Maciej, with it being your first year too, the both of you are experiencing this for the very first time together, which I think makes it even more special because you'll never forget that Joanna was your very first partner on Dancing with Stars. Joanna, why did you want to do the show? Like, did it live up to your expectations?
It did, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And then some.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the show because I love the show. I mean, it's a fantastic show.
So
I love the positivity, the music, the dance, the costumes, the glitz and glam. Everybody that's involved in the show is really happy to be there. Everybody's in good humour. Yeah. Everybody's happy. And
everyone's supporting each other as well.
Yeah.
That was, for me, the biggest thing that when I join us, so everyone literally supporting each other and helping each other, and you know, watching each other dance as well before going actually live.
Yeah.
So that was amazing.
It's nice to feel the support from everyone who's there with you, because at the end of the day, it's like the experience is more so about the people that you meet there and who you come out with.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the end
yeah.
product.
Yeah.
You had some very moving weeks. Like, we need to talk about Moon River, which was absolutely gorgeous. So many people were moved by that. Were you so proud of yourself?
Yeah, don't make me cry again.
I won't.
Please.
Well, I might have to, because
I'm not somebody that cries quite so much, and now I seem to have spent 50% of my time at Dancing with the Stars crying.
It's so emotional, though.
Yeah.
It is so emotional. Yeah, yeah. And
no,
like, speaking of tears, Dedicated Dance Week last week, when you talked about the charity Pomegranate that you set up, like, the nation was in floods. I didn't cry for anything else on the show that night. That was the thing that tipped me over the edge massively. You've been a long time advocate for people who face infertility issues, and it was so lovely that you were able to bring that to Dancing with the Stars. Like, it really was, wasn't it?
It was, and it was lovely to have Sarah there and to see her so dressed up.
Yeah.
She'd never see Sarah that way. It was great to give that platform to people as well. Thankfully, you know, the Pomegranate doesn't need to exist anymore. There is help from the government now, and I'm glad of that, but there's still space for people to hear that other people are going through this, because it is a very private, intimate thing, and nobody talks about
it. And you're so right, because I watched that episode with all of my friends, and it was mad, because at the time we didn't realise that one of my friends was actually going through IVF, because they hadn't ever thought of a moment to bring it up. So you did open up conversations for a lot of people, and you used such a huge platform to do that. You also were very vocal about, you know, wanting to represent women of a certain age, and God, you did that in bucket loads. Like, you were just unreal, Joanna.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. They talk about representation and seeing people, and I love that the show is representing a diverse mix of people. I'd love to see two women dance together. I've been saying that as well, because it's great to see Gerald and Stephen together, and I'd like to see, and I know one of the pro dancers in particular is eager to do it, so hopefully next year we'll get to see that. I'd love to see everybody represented, and I liked that I was the one that was representing the older women, because there's nobody goes more invisible than the women as they age. So it was great, and I'm glad I don't think I let myself down.
No, you didn't at all. Yeah. You like didn't in the slightest. It's just, it's a beast of a show, and it's a beast of a competition, and the standard is incredibly high this year. Like, there's no one who isn't doing a great job.
Do you know what, it's insane. I mean, in previous years they've had Olympians, but they were past Olympians.
Yeah.
You know, there were Olympians that were Olympians in their past. And not only do they have two Olympians, these two guys are
current.
Insane.
Amazing.
He's a gold medal gymnast. I was like, what the hell are we doing?
I watch them sometimes. And obviously, same as yourself, I know the work that goes in. I know how exhausted that you are after a day. And then I watch Reese go do a full day's training and then go training for, like, the Olympic training afterwards. It's just, it's absolute madness altogether. You were in the first dance-off of the season, both of you, last night. How did you handle the nerves of that?
Actually, I had so much fun during that last dance. Like, it was actually our better dance than the first one. So we really enjoyed, actually. And I was, you know, had a positive feeling about it. But then obviously it happened what happened.
Yeah.
But we really, really enjoyed that that last jive.
Well, it was a great dance.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
all the
fun.
Dances that Matthias put together have all been really, for me, I'm like, oh, this is incredible. Every dance, even the samba, which I hated the thoughts of.
Yeah.
I hated the thoughts of it. I actually really ended up loving it. I really, really enjoyed it. And last night, I mean, Waterloo, for God's sake.
So you know, good.
Waterloo,
yeah.
You know,
so good.
I'm happy to have that in my back pocket. I did that, and I'm delighted that happened. And I mean, you didn't see it, but my dress rehearsal was, I have to use the Irish word, and I'm sure you haven't heard this word, it's the ufosuk, because that's the Irish word, and there's no other word like it in English, is it?
That just really describes
the absolute worst. Absolutely blew the dress rehearsal entirely. But then the the show dance-off was great. And the show itself was fine. Yeah, it was good. But
I always think the dress rehearsal has to be a little bit like the Mox, though. You need to just tank it and do everything wrong, because then you're able to recover when you get onto the floor for the live show.
I'd never done the dance as bad as I did the dress rehearsal.
But then in the show, it was actually great. So that's important.
It was fab. I'm sorry. Yeah. The fact that you went through Maciej's legs and then Maciej went through your legs then afterwards, I was like, Maciej, well done. The choreography on that was stunning. You didn't get to do a lift, though. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm really hard done by.
Yeah.
I was like, hello.
Yeah, lift me, look at me.
I had six dances and not one lift. And I was like, everybody else has done all the lifts. I've done not one. So, yeah.
It's frustrating.
My voice got a little high there.
You're passionate about it. It is frustrating, though, because I didn't realise it either until going into the show, that not every dance can have lifts. You know, there's such strict rules about it, like where your toe can't come off the ground at all. Yeah. But I am gutted for you. Maybe we might get you to do something after the show here, though, because Maciej would throw you up in the air, no problem at all.
I don't think my head's in the place for it. No,
but today.
Morning.
About the experience overall, like, will you keep dancing after it?
Finding the opportunity to dance, it's not going to be the same anyway, because you're not going to have a pro dancer concentrate on you alone for hours a day.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just go back to my nonsense dancing in the kitchen.
Brilliant.
That's where I shine.
Now, I have to ask you, as you know, who are you deciding, like, who do you think right now is going to win Dancing with the Stars? Maciej.
Who am I rooting for?
Well, who are you rooting for?
I think there's so many good dancers already, and they are improving every week, and there's still 5 weeks to go, so there's still plenty of room to improve for many of them.
Very diplomatic answer here, Maciej.
But it's true, because in the past I used to pick someone that is my favorite, and then the other person started to work even harder, and you were like, oh wow.
But maybe you need to do that now to drive someone else on. Give us a name.
I'm going to give you a name.
Go on. Do you know what? You have to go back in to do pro rehearsals, and you have to see all these people. So, Joanna, who do you think is going to win?
No, it's not who I think is going to win. I think it's who should win based on the performances so far and based on their growth, not just as a dancer, but also as a personality so far. Because I think Jack, he started quiet and now he's blossoming. Every week, isn't he? He's shining more and more.
Yeah.
He's fun and funny and loving and kind and great fun. And he's...
Yeah, so far he has the biggest improvement also, in my opinion.
Yeah, but not just as a dancer, but as...
Personality, everything. Yeah. And they have a great relationship with each other as well as a partner.
Oh, they are fantastic together. No more than the two of you. Joanna and Maciej, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning. I really appreciate it. You did so fantastic, and well done on all your achievements over the last 5 weeks. It was just so, so good. Joanna Donnelly, you are going to return for the season finale, hopefully, and we'll see you there. I'm dying to see you in the jumpsuit once more. That's your parting gift to me, is that we get to see you in it again.
Parting gift to the nation. I'm on the weather on Thursday. I don't think I'll wear it there.
Who knows?
Not quite there yet.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars will be back Sunday at 6:30. Lads, thanks a million.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take the lead with Inster All Electric. Are you in?